USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Well, hiya, gang. Dust off the old killer cycles at your respective APOs and FPOs, because Command Performance is here to make another clean sweep of your requests, which have been pouring in to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. At the moment, coming in on a particularly beautiful beam is your mistress of ceremonies, the lovely young screen star, Jean Tierney.
Well, thanks, Ken and fellas. I want an enjoyable little detail all week long. And I know you've been looking forward to hearing our first guest tonight. Say hello, Martha.
Hello, Martha.
You guessed it. It's Martha Tilton.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. My darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave. Each little dream would take wing and my life would be true. Bésame mucho. Love me, my darling, and make all my dreams come true. This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should be. Each little dream would take wing and my life would be true.
Thank you, Martha Tilton. Incidentally, Martha wants to be sure that Bill Wynn and the crew of the SS Military Secret get an earful of that old good Bessie May. Our regards to Beaver, Ty T, J.B., Munchone, Tarheel, and Egghead. At 634, the gang in Hut 30, namely Quiz Kid, Bombardier, Whitey, King George, Beach Top, Oscar, Early Franzen, Joe DeMuth, Hoity Toy, and Myra and Knothead. Especially the sergeant who signs Frank Karloff Bates and adds the following P.S. If you ever saw me, you wouldn't wonder why they call me Karloff. For those and hundreds of the rest of you, here's that rootin' tootin' fella, Roy Acuff, and his Smoky Mountain Boy.
Thanks, Miss Jean.
Take over, partner.
Thank you a lot. And howdy, friends. The boys now want to send you a number that we get lots of requests for. I hope you'll enjoy an easy rocking chair. Rock away my troubles. Rock away my cares. Oh, I'll find peace and comfort in that easy rocking chair. I'll feel just as wealthy as a millionaire when I get back to Dixie in that easy rocking chair. Everyone, your neighbor, welcome on the mat. Just sitting, doing nothing, and not too much of that. Thumbing through the good book, thinking of a prayer. I'll rock my way to heaven in that easy rocking chair. Rocking free and easy, time a-going by. Hand me that evening paper till I swat and testify. There I go a-dozing, guess it's in the air. I gotta do some dreaming in that easy rocking chair. Rock away my troubles, rock away my cares. Oh, I'll find peace and comfort in that easy rocking chair. I'll feel just as wealthy as a millionaire when I get back to Dixie in that easy rocking chair.
Oh, that was mighty fine, Roy. And as long as you're right here, I know the fellas would like to have another. How's about it?
Oh, yes, we would. We've got one that maybe the folks will enjoy. That easy rocking chair kind of got the boys all excited. They got thinking about back in Dixie. So here's, wait for the light to shine.
When the road is rocky and you're carrying a load, wait for the light to shine. If you find your friend lift on that weary, lonesome road, wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Get your brother as you travel through the land. Wait for the light to shine. He may be in trouble and may need a helping hand. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine,
shine, shine.
Wait for the light to shine. Never give up hope or cast your pearls before the swine. Wait for the light to shine. Let trouble fool you and your sin will all be gone. Wait for the light to shine. Don't forget it's darkest just before the break of dawn. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine.
Shine, shine.
Wait for the light to shine. Keep these words before you as you walk the narrow line. Wait for the light to shine.
Thanks, Roy Acuff and your Smoky Mountain Commandos. You know, fellas, Command Performance is a very informal show. Sometimes people drop in on request. Sometimes people drop in on their own. Tonight, we've got a fellow who dropped in on his head.
Hello.
Clifton Finnegan of Duffy's Tavern.
Thank you. Thank you, Swanenoff. I bring you greetings on behalf of the Duffy's Tavern. where you link me to eat.
You know, I've been down to the tavern. Tell me, how are Archie and Miss Duffy?
Please don't, Miss Penny. Leave Archie and Miss Duffy out of this.
Well, how are the pigs, Steve?
Let's leave Duffy out of this, too, now.
here on command performance tonight.
Thank you.
May I ask you why you've honored us with a visit?
Oh, most assuredly, most assuredly. I have come down here in the interest of truth to rectify a well-established misconception, may I say.
Well, what's that?
So what's that? That I'm a dope.
Why, that's
so ridiculous, eh? So, of course, I'm no dumbbell. So I got a lot on the board. So I can read and I can...
Right?
I can't have everything. Yeah, but I'll prove it. I'm no dope. So go on, ask me a question. Anything, any question. Go ahead, ask me anything. Go ahead.
Well, what kind of a question?
Well, you ought to be able to think of something, a high-class tomato like you.
A high-class tomato? I've never been called that before.
What's the matter? Don't people think you're high-class? I think you're swell.
Now, come on, let's get on with this quiz.
Oh, ask me a question. Now, anything. Go ahead. You ask.
All right. Here's a tough one.
Yeah.
What first president of our country, who was father of his country, had the George Washington Bridge named after him?
Now, wait a minute. No coaching from the audience. George?
Watch? What?
Of course I watch on Saturday night. But if I'm dirty, I watch that. Otherwise, I don't bother.
Come now.
Eh?
Come on, Finnegan. Who's the father of our country?
Yeah, I got it. Bing Crosby.
Why, Bing Crosby isn't the father of our country.
Well, he's off to a very good start.
Look, Finnegan, amazingly enough, the George Washington Bridge was named after George Washington.
Oh.
He was the first and second president. He led the troops at Valley Forge. He chopped down the cherry tree. He crossed the Delaware, married Martha Washington, and had 8 kids.
How'd he ever find time to build that bridge?
Just go over there in the corner and figure it out. And if you get a bright idea, why, you let me know, yeah?
Okay, but how will I know if I get a bright idea? I'm colorblind.
Thank you, Charlie Cantor, for your usual delightful interpretation of Clifton Finnegan. A slight pause in the proceedings as we nod in the direction of Sergeant Al Lados at 3... Sergeant Endler in Glasgow, a couple of Marines in the field, as they put it, also Rossman, Jeep, Totem Pole, Rabbit, Sea Pappy, Fair Who, Wrangler, Banjo Eyes, Fagin the Bee, and Sexy. Lend us an ear, and you shall hear the new Army Nursery song as played to you by the AFRS Orchestra. Man Performance HQ. You remember we have a pigeonhole labeled No Request is Too Big or Too Small. We wet the second finger right hand and dip it into said pigeonhole and have a brief session with a command from First Sergeant Howard R. Bentley at 986. It reads, quote, Dear Command, it's getting about that time of year when a fellow's mind turns back to those one-time familiar sounds affiliated with springtime in the country. To get to the point of this delicate subject, I would like to hear the sound of a fertilizer spreader. Spreading its cargo over the still frozen knolls of my native Michigan fields about this time of the year. Unquote. Well, I'll drive the horses. Giddy up, Seabiscuit. Time now to reverse our field and present a young lady whose recent influx of mail has forced the postman to hire a convoy. Let's remove our gloves and welcome Virginia O'Brien.
Thank you, Jean Turney. I've followed many things in my brief career, but this is the first time I've ever followed one of those. Anyway, thanks for the invite, fellows, and with your permission, I'd like to sing Take It Easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when the dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow, slow down, take it easy, take it easy. I'm the gal the guys refer to as the Cuban race. Every man I meet would like to be my slave, but I just can't make my eyes behave too tired, too tired. Take it easy. Molly from a torrid climb. Never in a hurry, cause I take my time. And I take my time because I know that I'm too tired, too tired, too tired. Back in Guadeloupe, I couldn't stand the pace. People showing signs of life around the place. Staying wide awake from 1 o'clock till 3. Proved to be too much of a strain on me, poor me. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum. Take it easy. Oh, take it easy. There are lots of cavalieros waiting for me yet. Lots of gauchos laughing, wish I haven't set. But I ask you how much cha-cha can a lady get when she's beat? So while I rumba, shoot the lotus to me, Otis. Shoot the comfort to me, Mumford. It's sleepy time
Virginia O'Brien. Now it's time to beam some B-flats in the direction of Gunner Bob Butters. K.G. Woolley and the boys on the starboard watch. James, Meyer, Leffingwell, Magaya, Driscoll, Bertrand, Beck, and the gang at Navy 137. Sam Surbagandio at 27, and some cocky tilters at 512, who call themselves Tanglefoot, Concrete, Kathy, Stinky, Wrecker, Cognac, and Slap Happy Grape. By command performance of the AEF, it's a return engagement for those two lovable characters of radio, those two popular zanies of the network.
Just a minute.
And here's one of them now, John Constance.
I'm sorry, Jean, but we didn't make connections coming down tonight.
Why not?
Well, I took my brother's car.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Oh, I wouldn't want my family to know, but I got a peach of a flat on Wilshire Boulevard.
You have? Well, give me a key and I'll tell my wife I'm going bowling.
Hi.
Morgan.
Greetings, Playmates, greetings. Peach a little flat on Wilshire, huh? Sounds like an ideal spot for a card game. Oh, no.
It's a wrong flat, Frank.
Oh, why?
It's simple, Frank. I picked up a flat tire on Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh, anyone I know? But, of course, she can't be on my amatory agenda. She'd let you pick her up, jockey.
You don't understand, Pancho. I had a blowout.
In your flat, and you didn't ask me?
Look, Frank, it's a flat tire on his brother's car.
Yeah.
And John's worried about replacing it.
Worried? Nonsense. I'll go out and buy another one.
In case you haven't heard, there's a war going on.
Yes?
The only people who get new tires are the Army and the farmers.
Yeah.
You're not in the Army, and you've never been a farmer.
That's no way to address General Morgan, by heck.
Now, wait a minute, General. Are you going to lie about the Army or farming?
Farming. I'm not lying. And don't stand there with your face hanging out and tell me you've never heard of Morgan the agriculturist.
What agriculturist?
Yes.
Are you talking about those four radishes you raised in a window box?
I'm referring to my 10,000-acre farm carved from the productive soil of the most fertile and lush valley in California.
Is it really lush? Yes, right. You know.
Well, my farm is a very scientific establishment, the envy of agronomists all over the world.
Oh, do you go in for animal husbandry?
Well, I never found one that was pretty enough to marry, but I... Oh, hurry! Husbandry.
Yes.
Oh, you mean livestock.
Cows, horses.
Naturally. My herd produces milk with the highest butter fat content in the world.
It does.
Each cow a purebred offspring of Craig's Cutie of Bucks County.
That must be the bull.
No, it's as cool as I'm standing here. Oh. I have 1,000 pigs who've won blue ribbons at every state fair, including one sow who is so intelligent she can make known her wishes by simple communication.
How do you know what she wants?
Well, I receive a letter from her once a year. However, in spite of my success in raising animals, I became nationally famous for a trick played by nature.
Yeah, what was it?
I'm the only farmer alive who ever had the good fortune to own twin Cerise hybrids.
Twin Cerise hybrids?
Yes.
What are those?
A pair of pink mules.
I'll take green pumps.
Wedgie?
Just a flat heel.
Well, we'll try them on for size. Why are we...
Never mind. Just get on that mythical farm and tell us about the corn, Pops.
Oh. Popcorn.
Yeah.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back, Gavin. Oh, now they got me doing it. My farm is not mythical. It was the original Morgan homestead built by my grandfather, Hayloft Morgan, and inherited by my Uncle Barney and my Aunt Boxstall.
Your Uncle Barney and your Aunt Boxstall?
Yes, very unsociable people.
They were, huh?
Practically unapproachable when the wind is from the west.
I see.
Rheumatism, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes. When did you inherit this farm, Pancho?
Well, shortly after my Aunt Boxstall got caught in a fertilizer spreader.
Oh, that's too bad. Quite a tragedy.
Yes,
huh?
My uncle followed soon after.
In
this one. I've done wonders with it, as you can no doubt see from these two photographs.
Where?
This is a picture of the place when it was being worked by my aunt and uncle.
Oh, really? Let's see.
Well?
Wow. Say, what's this in the corner? Is that the pigsty?
Yes, that's Uncle Barney is right there in the center of the pig.
I see.
He's the one eating out of the small trough.
Oh. Tell me, Frank, do you have a picture of the farm as it is today?
Right here. Now, notice the new buildings, the sanitary pig pens, the poultry batteries, the potato patch.
Uh-huh.
I raised very large potatoes.
Oh, how large?
Well, they're pretty large. Now, just behind that fence...
How large are your potatoes?
Well, they're large enough. Behind that fence...
Are they as large as grapefruit?
Larger. Behind that fence...
Large as melon?
Considerably larger. The one I want to point
out... How large are your potatoes?
You've never seen anything like them.
Well, I'd like to see them. Will you sell me 100 pounds?
Nonsense. I wouldn't cut a potato in half for anybody.
Oh!
Well, here's a demi-pass for Sergeant Bergenhoff at 857. Coffee will have to do for the moment, Ted. For Cheesy and Hogue at 865, Charlie Rannan and the 20 S's at the degassing office, Navy 117, and for Henry Graham and all those puddle-jumping poppers who drive the diesels at 6860. It's one of your favorites, I'll Get By, by one of your favorites, Martha Tilton.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Oh, there'll be rain and dust too. I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Though you may be far away.
Martha Tilton. Well, fellas, that about closes the curtain on the umpteenth chapter of Command Performance. It's been sensational breaking static with you all, and I hope you ask me to come back again real soon, if not sooner. Meantime, this is Jean Tierney, who wishes she could give every one of you a great big hug, but can only say the best of the best from the USA, and so long.
This is Ken Niles tucking the last page back in the files and reminding you that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.